Amathono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 2023 uThabo Kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, abenhlanganiso ebanamabhizimusi kwele China Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe namhlanje babe lombukiso wokuhlanganisa abaqatshi labadinga umsebenzi owe China Job Fair. Phakathi kwamadola eMelika ngamabhiliyoni alitshumi lambili 12 billion abikwa engene elizweni ayisiwo yonke esesikhwameni zikahulumende, kodwa kungene isilinganiso sale mali njengemithelo. Umphathintambo weMelika obanayo ezokudlelana lamanye amazwe omnumzana Anthony Blinken ufike kwele Israel namhlanje elenkuthazo ku-Israel ukuthi ike ime ukuhlasela eGaza ukuze abantu makhaza baphathiswe njalo kube phathiswe abalimeleyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ukhulumende weZimbabwe uthi umsebenzi wezokwemba wenelise ukutholisa ilizwe amadola aweMelika angamabhiliyoni alitshumi lambili $12 billion eminyakeni emine edluleyo, kodwa kungayisiyo yonke engene esikhwameni sikahulumende. Kungene isilinganiso salimali njengemithelo. Lokhu kuphume embukisweni womsebenzi wokwemba owe-Mine Entra 2023 ofike emaphethelweni lamhlanje koBulawayo. U-Anastasia Ndlovu zethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekoBulawayo.
Evula umhlangano ohlaziya ezokwemba elizweni oqhutshwe ngabeZimbabwe Chamber of Mines koBulawayo lamhlanje, umphathintambo wezokwemba umnumzana James Soda ugcizelele amazwi kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa entuthuko athi ilizwe lakhiwa ngabembibalo.
The mines and minerals bill, which is supposed to be concluded into law, I'm sure you might be aware that His Excellency the President of the Republic, when he addressed the Parliament during the State of the Nation address, obviously when he was opening the news, the current session of Parliament, when he read through the legislation.
Sesiseduzane njengelizwe ukubana senze i-mining sector yethu ifike ku-12 billion. Lokhu sizakwenza ngokulolonga nokuhluza ezenziwayo ukuze i-target yethu le isifikise.
Lokhu kugcizelelwe ngumabhalane wogatsha lwezokwemba umnumzana Kunaka Fungwa othi kuyajabulisa ukubona ukuthi ukuthengiswa kwamatshe aligugu phandle kwelizwe lokutshalwa kwemali sekufike kuleso sibanga.
To affirm that is Zimbabwe in the Ministry of Mines and Mining Development, our focus has been on achievement of the milestone of $4 billion by end of the year 2023. This is a target that we have been working on for the past 4 years. And as a nation, we remember, we had said this as part of the impasse of the NDS 1 targets.
We siqiniseke ukubana sesifikile ku 12 billion ku mining sector njengeZimbabwe. Lokhu yikho kade sivele sisebenza ukubana sikufikise, sisebenza njengohulumende kanye lalabo abaphakathi kwezokwenjiwa.
Kodwa ohlaziya ngezomnotho umnumzana Busisa Moyo ongumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso eyezida njalo engumqondisi wenkampani e-United Refineries Limited uthi imali etholwe kwezokwemba ayeneli ukuthuthukisa lumsebenzi elizweni.
Yikho amabhenki alapha eZimbabwe kasoza ayenelisi ukuthi anike i-mining sector imali yonke abayifunayo. Mining is heavy, it's capital intensive. That's why oZimplats, we had to get FDI, foreign direct investment. Yikho esikwenza ezida ukukhangela ukuthi siyakhankasela abakhatshana ukuthi
ucwaningo olwenziwe lonyaka olwe 2023 survey data luveze ukuba ezokwemba lonyaka ziphose zafika kuchumi ekhulwini i-9.4% kumnyaka ozayo bakhangelele ukuthi inzuzo le yehle iye kusilinganiso sokungaphansi kokuhlanu ekhulwini i-4.3%. Umqondisi webhanga leNetbank uHarry Hesse ongene umhlangano wanamhlanje uveze ukuba ibhanga lakhe lilakho ukuphathisa kulumsebenzi.
Ya, thina njengeNetbank sizimisela ukusupporta ama-miners. Ngabe funa imali yokuthi ba-increase i-capacity yabo. I think thina sesidemonstrate vela ukuthi si-ready ukuthi sibancede ukuthi ilizwe liphakame.
Kokulolonga umthetho omutsha ozalawula ezokwemba ezweni. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abenhlanganiso ebona ngamabhizimusi akwele China, e-Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe, namhlanje babe lombukiso okuhlanganisa abaqhatshi labadinga umsebenzi owe-China Job Fair owenzelwe eHarare. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Embukisweni lo, amankampani akwele China abekhanga uzulu waseZimbabwe ukuba athole ithuba lokudinga lokudinga umsebenzi kumakampani lawa kuleli. Amankampani amaningi akwele China akhanga abantu kundawo ezifana lezokwemba, ukulungiswa kwempahla ezijeneyo, ezokulima lokunye. Isikhulumeni samankampani akwele China kuleli, umnumzana Tshawana Zindoga, uchasise ngombukiso wanamhlanje.
Today we witnessed up to 50 Chinese companies under the banner of the Chamber of Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe, CCEZ, showcasing and exhibiting job opportunities to Zimbabwean people. They were looking for a number of skills across all sectors of the economy, or of the productive economy, if I must say. So they were looking for a skilled, semi-skilled, unskilled, as well as highly qualified individuals.
Ele China lithi selilethe imisebenzi efika ikhulu lenkulungwane kuleli 100,000, kodwa incithi zithi abekwele China baphazamisa amalungelo oluntu lokungabhadali izisebenzi. Lokhu kugcizelelwe ngenye incithi ezimeleyo umnumzana Ronald Sibindi, yena othi kumelele Zimbabwe liqaphele imisebenzi yabakwele China kuleli.
I-China iyenza lokhu ngoba yona ifuna ukuthola imigodi yokugebha ama-minerals anjengama-diamonds, i-lithium, legolide.
Ele China liyakulandula lokhu lisithi lilobungani obukhulu leZimbabwe njalo lifisa ukuqhubeka lisebenza ukuvuselela umnotho wakuleli. Ngimele i-Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umphathi ntambo weMelika obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken ufike kwele Israel namhlanje lapho akhuthaze uhulumende weIsrael ukuthi ake ame ukuhlasela eGaza ukuze kuphathise abalimeleyo njalo usizo lwenelise ukungena kulesi sihlenge kuvikele abangahlomanga. Lokhu kuza ngalesi sikhathi umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden ethe kulabantu bakulelwa abangamachumi ayisikhombisa labane abaphume eGaza bengena e-Egypt. I-Israel kubika isibisele eGaza abantu abakuleso sihlenge abakade bevalelwe e-Israel kulandela ukuhlasela kwebutho leHamas e-Israel. Inhlanganiso ephathisa uzulu eGaza eyomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations ithi indawo zayo zokuhlala ezine ebezilabantu abazinkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili i-20,000 zibhonjiwe eGaza. Ukuhlaziya limpi Studio 7 ixoxa lengcwethi yezombusazwe ezimeleyo njalo engumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Coalition for Market and Liberal Solutions umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya.
mina ngithi mina ngaye kuhambe ilizwi lesikhondi esithi khona impilo kayiphele kayini ngoba kufa abantu abangenacala ye kungabe kule kulama-business interest kumbe ngegas kumbe ngani kodwa okwakhakhesi sukukhanya sokubhidliza ilungelo labantu abangenacala.
Kulabantu asebeqale ukuvunyelwa ukuphuma eGaza laphana besiya e-Egypt ikakhulu izizalwane zamanye amazwe lokhu ukubona nje
yabona ukuthi nxa kuthiwa khona abantu izakhamizi ezingathizezegaza seziphuma kungaba nenkinga kuye kuhle ukuthi abantu bezinye izizwe baphume ngoba ayiseyimpi yabo kodwa kungaba nje le nkinga yokuthi i-Israel iyaqala nje khona ukujika amanye amabhomba mina ngithi angitsho ukuthi mina ngabake bengaphumi ya into enhle ngoba irafa vele ipodelana ingavula ukuthi abantu baphume kungaasize kuhluphe ukuthi impahla lokudla bemithi namanzi kungene okuvele ejibhithe kodwa kawucine khonapho ukuthi abaphumayo kabaphume laba abahlaselayo kuthithi khona babehlasela aphetsheya kwegaza kalokhu behlasela nangapha ngaphansi egaza lokhu yikuphambanisa kabaphume kodwa impi navele yayiphele
okungaqeda limpi kungaba yikuyini
i-Ameri umnumzana uJoe Biden nguye olelizwi elingamisa into nxa engathi khona impi yayiphele kungapheleli khonapho ukuphela kwempi bheka lokhu ngoba ama-Israyeli bona bathi khona bafuna ukuthi bahle baphilize wonke amakwetu amakwecatha e-Hamas asizekwenzakale ile cathe alibhilizwa njalo so lokhu okuvele kukhulunywa kuthiwa khona impi khathi singaphela udaba lwe-two state solution kaliphinde lifakwe emkhathini.
Lo ube ngumnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya, ingcwethi yezombusazwe ezimeleyo njalo engumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Coalition for Market and Liberal Solutions. Kusenjalo abokholo lwesiKristu lwesi-Islam babuthane endaweni yokukhonzela yabesi-Muslim emzini we-Avondale oseHarare izolo emkhosini wokutshengisa usekelo kuZulu wasePalestine onguye othinteke kakhulu ehlukumezekile lokubulawa engelacala empini yabe-Israel labebutho ele-Hamas, kubika uMavis Gama.
Umnumzana Thabani Dube wokholo lwesi-Islam ulandisa kabanzi ngalombuthano.
Umhlangano lo ube lama-resolutions azakuya Israel, Embassy of Israel, kanye le-United Nations, le-Embassy of America, eseHarare. Bebesithi bona kabawelelani lezinto ezenziwa yi-Israel e-Palestine ngoba kuvele kusegcekeni ukuthi i-Israel is being offensive in this issue ngoba kabala right ekuthathela abanye abantu umhlabathi wabo. Ngako ukuthi kuhlalisana kumele abantu behlalisane njengoba kade kuyikho i-Israel ingakabuye ngo-1948.
Okholo lwesiKristu umfundisi Wilson Dutch webandla le-United Evangelical Church yena uthi bona abalacele abalayemeleyo loba ukusekela kulimpi bona abakhala ngakho ukuthi imiswe limpi ngoba ababulawayo ngabantu makhaza abangelacala ikakhulu omama labantwana abesiPalestina.
So God is speaking through these wars. God is speaking through the war in Israel and Palestinians. God is speaking. God is giving a signal.
Ngakho uNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngalezi zimpi. UNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngeIsrael lePalestine. UNkulunkulu unikeza isibonakaliso njalo sifanele sikubhekisise lokhu.
Okunye kokuphume kulombuthano inkuthazo kwabenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba owe-United Nations ukuba babumbe iqula elizokhangela izehlakalo zokubulawa kwabantu kule impi, iSpecial International Criminal Tribunal. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Uhulumende uthi uzinikele ukuthuthukisa impilo yabongi ngenjongo yokubatholisa iholo elithengayo kanye lokwenza ukuthi indawo abasebenza kizo zibe lakho konke okwenza umsebenzi wabo uhambe kuhle. Kodwa ezinye ingcwethi zithi njengazo zonke izikhathi uhulumende uyathembisa kodwa engasoze agcwalise izethembiso zakhe. uTobias Mutsiwa usethulela lolu daba.
Lokhu kuphume emkhosini wokuphiwa izithupha zokuphutsha izifundo kwabongi esibhedlela seSalimugabe Central Hospital eHarare ngumphathi ntambo obona ngezempilakahle umnumzana Douglas Mombeshora.
I'm also pleased to inform you that the government is aware.
Siyakwazi ukuthi kuningi okuluhluphayo njengabomongikazi, kodwa uhulumende uzama konke okusemandleni akhe ukulungisisa. Umsebenzi eliwenzayo mkhulu kakhulu, njalo kudingakala ukuthi ubhadalwe okufanayo.
Kodwa isikhulumeli sebandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change, umnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi, uthi umlomo kahulumende weZANU-PF kawugcwalelwa mfula.
Awukhulumeli uqamba amanga kasoza improve imali yonke iyathathwa isetshenziswa kofazi nabanye abantu abangelamsebenzi lokuthi ifakwe ku-health. Angila themba lokuthi uhulumende lo esilaye engaqhakathekisa indaba zokuhola kwabomongikazi amadokotela lokuthinga imitshina efunekayo ukuze izibhedlela zisebenze kuhle.
Abongi kwele Zimbabwe babikwa behola amadola emelika angamakhulu amabili lengxenye $250 ngenyanga kanye lezigidi ezimbili zedola leZimbabwe $2 million okuliholo abathi liphansi kakhulu elingenele ukuziphilisa bona lemuli zabo. Ingcwethi zabakumsebenzi wezempilakahle zithi iholo eliphansi elitholwa ngabongi kanye lokusweliswa okokusebenzisa okwaneleyo emsebenzini yizo ezinye zezizathu ezenza ukuthi bebaleke ekhaya besiyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza kwamanye amazwe. Omunye umongikazi ophiwe ugwalo lokugqiba izifundi zakhe emkhosini wanamuhla, unkosikazi Sithembile Hobe, uthi baqakathekile kakhulu abongi.
Ama-midwives aqakathekile kakhulu ngoba uyabona abantu omama abazithweleyo nxa bengakungashelakalo umidwife bayazalela ezindlini, sokwenza ukuthi bahlangane lama-problems ukuthi kwesikhathi yakwanisa ukubhida kakhulu afele endlini.
Kodwa omunye njalo umongikazi wakobulawayo unkosikazi Thembelihle Masuku uthi usenyampa inhliziyo ngokuswela umsebenzi elizweni.
Mina sengile 3 years since ngagraduata but angathola umsebenzi obambekayo. Ithemba seliphela ukuthi ngizazuza yini umsebenzi kumbe ngizavelokhu ngihlezi ngikhaya. Kusengicabanga ukuyadinga phandle kwelizwe. Ngizokuthiwa eNamibia, e-UK, kuyatholakala imisebenzi. Yikho esengicabanga khona kuyazama khona inhlanhla.
Unobhala wenhlanganiso yabongi eZimbabwe Nurses Association, umnumzana Enoch Dongo, uthi uhulumende kumele aphange alungise inhlupho zabongi ukuthi benge emazweni.
Nxa udaba lwezimali zeholo lungalungisiswa kanye lokutholiswa okokusebenzisa okwaneleyo, inani labomongikazi abaphuma elizweni lingaba lilutshwane. Kufuna ukuthi sikhulumisane sisebenze ndawonye ukuthi singalahlekelwa ngomongikazi.
Ikomishini ebona nge-Health Services Commission yakhipha ugwalo olwaveza ukuthi nyakenye ilizwe lalahlekelwa ngabongi abafika inkulungwane phose ezimbili 1700 besiya emazweni agoqela iBrithani, Canada, Australia lelemelika. Kodwa yamsola uhulumende abanye abongi besithi usephuza ukubatholisa ingwalo eziqakathekileyo ezilakho ukubenelisisa ukuthi bedinge imisebenzi kwamanye amazwe. Namuhla abongi abaphezu kwekhulu 137 baphiwe izithupha zokugqiba izifundo esibhedlela seSalimugabe Central Hospital esiseHarare. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare. Inguthobias Mutsingwa.
Osomabhizimusi lohulumende sebekhuthaze abasakhulayo baseZimbabwe ukuba basebenze nzima ukuze bavuselele umsebenzi wamabhizimusi njalo basebenze ndawonye becebisana, hathi besacathula kuphela kodwa lalapho sebekhulile ukwenzela ukuphakamisa lokuncedisa abanye babo abaveza isifiso sokungena kwezamabhizimusi. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni owenzelwe eHarare uqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ebona ngentuthuko yabasakhulayo ezwekazi labensundu, AMI African Child Youth Development, abacha bekhuthazwa ukuba bangakhangeli emuva lapho qalisa amabhizimisi abo. Umkhulu wenhlanganiso le unkosikazi Vimbai Butawu uthe umhlangano namhlanje wenzele ukuba abatsha bavule ingqondo zabo ukuze babone amathuba amabhizimusi kuleli.
We already an example when it comes to, you know, our character. Everywhere I go, you always hear that Zimbabweans are very respectful, Zimbabweans are very nice, you know. We also have to say Zimbabwe have the best economy because the young people there, they are very patriotic.
Umhlangano lo ungenwe ngosobabhizimusi beZimbabwe, izisebenzi kahulumende labasakhulayo abazama ukuvusa amabhizimusi abo. Omunye usomabhizimusi olodumo edolobheni leHarare othengisa izindlu phansi kwenkampani yeWestprop, umnumzana Ken Sharp, ukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuba bangalahli ithemba.
And the strategy must always be centered on focusing on what the customer needs. You see, regardless of the situation you're in or your position, there's always a need for something, call that a good, or some service that you can offer someone.
Abasakhulayo bathi kunenge okuhluphayo ekuqaleni amabhizimusi kuleli okugoqela ukuswelakala kwemali, ukuguquka kwemithetho yemali lokuswelakala kwabantu abathenga kubo. Omunye wabasakhulayo okhulume kulumhlangano nguDesire Sibindi, yena othi kunzima ukuqala ibhizimusi kuleli ngenxa yesimo somnotho welizwe.
Thina njengamayouth eZimbabwe sihlangana lodubo la nxa sikhangela ezamabhizimusi, abantu abathengi ngenxa yokuthi abantu abalamali. Okunye futhi ukuthi abantu labo bahola ngamabhondi o RTGS leli, kodwani uthola emakhethi lasezitolo bethengisa ngamayusa awemelika.
Kodwa omunye osakhulayo umnumzana Matthew Mabhena, yena uthi uzama ngazo zonke indlela ukwenza usemandleni akhe ukuba athuthukise ibhizimusi lakhe, esithi ulethemba ukuba kungenzeka lokhu kwele Zimbabwe.
Kodwa kunjalo siyazama ngazo zonke indlela njengama-entrepreneur ukuthi ibhizinisi yethu ihambe. Ithemba esinalo yikuthi elizweni lethu kulama-US dollars, i-foreign currency, esingathi ayikho volatile njengethu i-local currency, RTGS leli. So silethemba ukuthi nxa sisebenzisa ama-US dollar, nxa kule access ama-US dollar, kuyenza ukuthi ibhizinisi ibe stable. Nxa kule nto ozithengisayo, ibhizinisi yakho kumbe profit yakho can realize it, because imali yakho ayihliwa yi-inflation.
Obemele umsekeli kamongameli welizwe, umphathintambo wemisebenzi yezandla, skills development and audit, umnumzana Paul Mavima, uthe uhulumende uzimisele ukusekela abatsha kwezamabhizimusi.
Never be a limit as to the number of entrepreneurs that can occupy this country. And in business is where the goods and services that make a nation run are made. It is where we create the wealth of our nation.
Ngimele isitudio 7 niseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Waza Friday, my darling. Waza Friday, 7
ukhokile. Kuliviki kuhlelo Waza Friday silomculi womdumo we-alternative pop music uPatrick Nyawumwe, odume ngegama lokuthi Trick Caesar, yena osebenzela koBulawayo. Asizwene xoxa nomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Mommy, but that I got me, a stress on me.
UTrick Caesar ligama aliphiwa ngabantu ngoba esakhula wayethanda ukuqila abanye, kodwa abuye abasize njalo bengabona ukuthi udlala ngengqondo zabo. Asizweni kancane ngembali yakhe.
Ngizalelwe khona apha empilo koBulawayo, ngakhulela koBulawayo la seMatopo National Park. Ngifunde e-primary, i-Range Mo Primary School, leMgoqo Primary School, ngasengisiya e-secondary eMandlwandle High School. Ngiqale ukucula ngo-2017, lapho engareleasa khona isingle yami, ngisebenza labe Velocity Records, izokufika khona manje. Vele bengihlabele kusetsheji, ngingumuntu otshaya ama-instruments ecaweni, ngikhula kwami.
She sent us in the go bang for no go back on no message gani.
Umculo ka Trixiza uthazelwa ngontanga njalo seledlalade elitsha.
Umculo wami alternative pop. Leli dlalade kuthiwa ngumtaka mamoyo. Lile ngoma ezingu 7 iJulex album lakho na lile ngoma ezingu 9. Ingoma zonke yime ngizilovileyo.
Abamenza wathanda ukucula njalo ke ekuphendi kwakhe umculo ucula labanye ke asebenza nabo asizweni ukuthi ngobani
lo Kevin Lomuzi kulo Don Gumbo kulelanga kuleli dlalade ngisebenze lo Edmongwe Nyanga asebenza lo O2 Josh Kelo B o Iruthu ngasebenza lo Kholisani asebenza lo Manase
umculo wakhe usutholakala uTrixiza xhumana naye mlaleli
umculo wami usu available kuma online stores ama DSPs amaningi ama English ami athi Trixiza wonke I triple I Q X space C Z A R. Yoma my English. I'm across wonga ma platforms. Liyafanana bo TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, wonge nje.
Umthumo obiza alternative pop. Wo Trixiza lo besiqwetshiselayo kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday libe lempela sonto emnandi igama lomu yezwa Jesus Banda.
Mommy, but that I got me, a thunder stomach. Come down my soundings, I'm thinking of you. You're texting your car. It'll go that far, really how far? Give fun, I'll go clean out the slow. I hold you the tight and close. I'm the fool, need to feed you before. No, 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 no. Sorry, sorry. Dang, 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 dang,
Lilalele emsakazweni we Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC. Good Life Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukonakala kwesimo lomsebenzi wezempila kahle eZimbabwe ngesikhathi lizwe libhekane lenhlupho zokubaleka kwabongi besiyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza kwamanye amazwe. Singakehlukani zihlobo wathi sikhangela ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Abenhlanganiso ebona ngamabhizimusi akwele China e-Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe namhlanje babe lombukiso okuhlanganisa abaqhatshi labadinga umsebenzi owe-China Job Fair. Umphathintambo weMelika obona ngezokudlelana lamanye amazwe umnumzana Blinken ufike kwele Israel namhlanje lapho akhuthaza khona i-Israel ukuthi ime ukuhlasela eGaza. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo nguTabo Kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.